The Bible is filled with evidence for premillennialism. Not only did God give the land in which Christ will reign forever to the children of Israel as an everlasting possession, but he promised a king would come from the line of David. Let's look at the Davidic promises of a kingdom to come. David, you remember, had the desire in 2 Samuel 7 to build a house for God. God said, thanks, David, but no thanks. You're a man of blood. I appreciate what you've done. You can gather the material. But instead of you building a house for me, I'm going to build a house for you, the house of David. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, here's what God said, verse 16, and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. Along with the land promises to Israel now, the promise for a king to reign on a throne in this land, a king who would come through David, who would be called the son of David. In that famous Christmas passage in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, we read of the Davidic kingdom coming when Christ comes. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. So along with the promise to Abraham that the land of Canaan, the land of Palestine, would be given to the Jews forever, now we have a Davidic kingdom, the son of David who will come and who will reign over that forever. He will have government. He will have reign. This is a political, not a spiritual thing. This is a political outward thing and a literal piece of real estate. It has never happened, but it will happen when Jesus returns to earth and sets up his kingdom in Jerusalem. The Bible is literally filled with verses that tell us there will be a future literal kingdom in a literal piece of real estate called the land of Canaan. In Isaiah chapter 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. That's a very interesting passage, and it proves the premillennial view that Christ will come before the millennium. Jesus actually stopped in the middle of a verse when he read that passage in Luke chapter 4 in his hometown synagogue. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he stopped there. And we read, he closed the book, gave it back to the attendants, and sat down. The eyes of all who were in the synagogues were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Why did Jesus stop in the middle of the verse and say, today is fulfilled in your hearing? Because if he had read any farther, he would have been talking about the second coming. The first half of the verse was literally fulfilled in his first coming, and the second half will be literally fulfilled in his second coming. In other words, if you can trust Jesus when he says the prophecies about his first coming are literal, you can trust Jesus when he says the prophecies about his second coming are literal as well. Literally from Genesis to Revelation, the Old Testament teaches that there will be a literal restoration of Israel to the literal land of Palestine. And Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4 says, and in that day his feet, the Messiah, will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from the east to the west. And verse 9 says, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be. The Lord is one, and his name is one. These passages make it very clear that there is going to be a literal return of Christ to Jerusalem, tells even where he's coming back, to the Mount of Olives, says it will split, there'll be an earthquake there, and he will reign over all the earth as the King of the Jews forever. Now, when you combine the unconditional land promises to Abraham and the promise of the Son of David to come back to Jerusalem and reign, you have a strong Old Testament basis for belief in premillennialism. In fact, you can't possibly read the Old Testament in the normal common sense of the word without believing that there will be a literal fulfillment of these prophecies in the land from the Euphrates to Egypt, way up into Syria. That whole piece of real estate was given to the Jews forever, and a son of David would sit upon a throne and reign over that entire piece of real estate with the Jews restored back to their land forever. This is the hope of premillennialism. It's grounded in Scripture. It's as clear as the nose on our face. You can't miss it if you look at the Old Testament. The only way you can possibly miss it is if you spiritualize, if you allegorize these prophecies away. There's a little rule of interpreting the Bible that I learned way back in Bible school, and it goes like this. If the literal sense makes good sense, seek no other sense, lest it result in nonsense. It is nonsense not to take these as literally fulfilled in the nation of Israel when Christ returns to this earth. The fact that God chose the children of Israel doesn't mean there was anything inherently good in them. In fact, Moses said in Deuteronomy, God chose you because you're the least of all people, because you're the most stubborn of all people, you're the most rebellious of all people. So there's nothing inherently good in them that merited their being chosen. They were chosen because of God's grace. God is saying here, by my grace I will pick a little insignificant nation of slaves and I will make them great to magnify myself, not to magnify them. I will make them a channel of blessing, not a container of blessing. God didn't choose Israel so they could hoard his blessings. He chose Israel so they would share his blessings. Genesis 12, he said to Abram, I will bless those that bless you and curse him that curseth you, and through you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God's intention is to bless all nations through one nation. The basis for choosing that nation was God's grace, not their merit. It's important to remember that the millennium is not just for the Jews. Oh, they will be restored to their land, but that's a small piece of real estate in terms of the whole world. The Bible says Jesus is going to reign over the whole earth. The Bible tells us that there will be great throngs of people from every tribe, kindred, nation, and tongue there. This is paradise restored. This is the reign of Christ over the entire globe, over all of humanity who are redeemed, who are resurrected in the first resurrection. So the millennium is not just a provincial thing for one little pocket of people. It's a cosmic thing for the entire world. One of the amazing things about all of these predictions in the Old Testament that Israel would come back in the land and be restored as a nation is that from 70 AD to 1948 AD, there was no indication that it would happen. We went for 1900 years and Israel wasn't in the land. They weren't restored as a nation. But on May 15th, 1948, Israel came back into the land. One of the proofs of premillennialism is that before 1948, people just taking the Bible seriously, people saying, look, it says here in the Bible that they are going to come back to the land, and I believe it, were predicting on the basis of Scripture that Israel would return to the land. They weren't amillennialists. They weren't postmillennialists. The only people who were saying that were premillennialists who took the whole Bible seriously and literally, and they were predicting before 1948 that Israel would return, and they did return to the land, though in unbelief, and will eventually be restored as a nation when the Messiah comes back.